Extra. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, Jordan Mailata Show at 6 here at Chickies. Then the Players Lounge at 7 with IQ and Elliot. Guys, I'm self-conscious.
Yeah.
We're in these chairs.
Yeah.
And every time I cross my legs, I get people on the internet telling me, ripping me for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's how I'm comfortable. So do I sit here like, oh, look, I'm a man or whatever?
Yeah.
Or do I just be comfortable?
Why are your jeans ripped?
What do you mean, why are my jeans ripped? Have you seen me? Half my jeans are ripped.
You can tell Jack's never worn.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you wearing the same jeans pants you wear every Monday?
Because I have two pairs of pants. Yeah. And when it's a little chillier, I put on the thicker one.
215-593-9494. Wade and Chester, you're on WIP.
Oh, man, that's funny. Every Monday, that's funny.
Well, it's true.
Well, yeah. It's also usually Monday through Friday.
Yeah. It's not just Monday.
Well, we got a work uniform. And just like the
yeah,
that's right. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
That game showed me that. It go back to what we were talking about before the season started. This is a step back year. Y'all agree that Nick Sirianni ain't doing whatever he want to do. He's the head coach. He don't own the team and do whatever. So he got to talk to his bosses about everything, like the off season. Him with KP. I'm pretty sure it was like the hiring went like, okay, all right, Nick, I'm gonna let you pick your OC, and we're gonna see what happens. Because Howie was okay with us not winning the Super Bowl or going back, and that showed the percentage that it's hard for us to do that. So, and then that's what's going on with the roster, how he patched up and called Brandon Graham back and then patched up with all these different people and little trades. So the roster's like, all right, we're going to see what happens. Let's see what the season go like. Let's go out there and let them go play so we can set up our team financially so we can have a dynasty. And it's okay the way they did it. I agree with the way they did it. But I'm just saying, they okay with whatever happened this year. They're okay with not winning the Super Bowl. And that's why they got KP out there, Joe. They let Nick, okay, Nick. We let you do it before we see what happens. They got this through that. You don't know what KP can do. We went there with no experience thinking we can go out there and pretend for our Super Bowl. Come on, man. And this is what it's going to be. So they is okay with this. And with, just like you said, I was thinking that before you even said it. A great mind thinking, that's why I called up. You can ask Jack. I'm like, yo, man, that game show with all them 40 passes, that was a showcase to try to trade the Bull. To see, we can get what he want to market. They're like, okay, let's see what he show the other teams what he got. We can go out there and try to get something for him. That's what it was. And then we're going to go in the playoffs, and they better run the ball. We're going to use them for running back. And that's playoff football anyway, so we're going to see how it goes. We're going to let's hope they do run Jalen more and everything. But this year was and it's okay because you don't go back and win Super Bowls back-to-back. We got to set up. We got to sign our people. We got to sign the D-line. We got to have our money right. We're going to make some changes on offense. And then everybody talking about, oh, man, all this time I thought it was Jalen. Only thing changed from the offense was Beckton didn't come back. We got a new OC. It's the same offense we won the Super Bowl with, and they're terrible. What changed? The offensive coordinator. But, you see, we had to get an offensive coordinator to help Nick out. Yeah, to help Nick out. So, Nick, you know what I'm saying? So, Nick, Howie and everybody were like, Nick, we don't want to hear nothing from you this year. We don't want to hear you want to do what you want to do. We got a program, and I agree with the program. We're going to run the program this way. They're going to set Nick up with an offensive coordinator that's not going to go nowhere, and Nick going to keep getting babysit by the bodyguard because he's acting crazy because he can't control himself. But that's him, though. So this is what it is. This is what we got. This is our head coach. This is the way that the Eagles set it up, and this is the way it's going to be, and this is what they got to live with, or they're going to get rid of the head coach. But we can't get rid of him because he got too much winning and all that. And I don't even want to get rid of him because, he's cool. He's a good head coach. He get the team popping and running. You got to need an OC. You need a DC. We got our DC. Now we got to find an OC, and we can be set and keep it running and keep going. But this was not – this was – Howie and them was okay. They're not going to go in there like, Nick, what the heck are you doing? You're getting in trouble, this and that. They're like, man, I told you. You wanted Nick. You want to go out there and show you what you do, you and your boy. And this is what y'all produce. So now I don't want to hear it, Nick. Sit where you belong, and we're going to hire who we hire. We're going to set it up the way it's supposed to be set up, the way we've been setting it up, and we're going to keep setting it up if we get rid of you. Because it ain't you, Nick. It ain't you.
I thank you for the call, Wade. I largely agree.
That's what they did with Doug.
Well, I largely agree in the offseason that they probably had an opportunity to double down and try to win this year, and they decided that they could win this year.
But they weren't going to go all in.
And I think it would be hard to look at the way that they treated their offseason and think about it any other way. And to their credit, you know, I thought that Jalen Phillips trade was good. You know, like they tried to do this patchwork thing, you know, with the cornerback. They tried to do it. They kept trying.
Sure.
But that's how they attacked the offseason, you know?
Yeah, and we'll see if – listen, they're going to play next week, and I think we got everybody, right? I think everybody should be back next week.
Makuba, we don't know.
Oh, yeah, Makuba's the only one.
And Lane, I assume, but I don't know. He's supposed to have been back.
Not even on IR until he hasn't played in 2 months now.
I would assume Lane, right? But yes.
He practiced at the end of last week.
So. Did he?
Well, he was out there in uniform.
I don't know if he practiced.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
Come on, Lane.
I'll report it.
Yeah, Lane will be ready to go this week.
He'll be out there.
Well, I think we got everybody but Drew, right?
Drew, yes. Drew and Lane is it. And yes. N'Kobe, we don't know.
Yeah.
I assume N'Kobe.
Yes.
But I don't know.
It seems like N'Kobe's okay.
Seems
like
yes. Yeah. Is Calcaterra fine after yesterday?
He was out of the game,
yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. We do have a little bit of Phillies news. We'll do it in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I'm not the only baseball in town anymore.
What?
Because I know that was a kind of an
You're
odd way
to say
it.
Not the only baseball guy?
Well, no. It's just like Donnie Baseball.
Oh, and you're Jackie.
Oh, I'm Jackie Baseball.
Well, he's the real baseball. Donnie Baseball is the real
baseball. Certainly was first.
Yeah, great stash.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stash.
Yeah, he can grow it back now.
Look.
He can. Now he's another Yankee.
Right.
I could have grown it back with the Blue Jays and Marlins and chose not to and the Dodgers, but who cares?
If you are me and Ike's age, you lived through the dominant era of Don Mattingly. It was a short peak. It was probably 5 years.
Yep.
But you look at his stats for those 5 years, he was like the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah. You had Mattingly. You had Boggs.
Boggs, Gwynn.
Yeah, Gwynn.
Yep.
Yeah. Dale Murphy.
No,
Was Brett a part of that?
Older.
Brett was older.
Older,
Yeah, I mean, Brett was still good at that
time. You're thinking late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
Is that where you're kind of going?
Mattingly's rookie year, I think, was 83 or 84,
okay. Yeah.
Which is the same time Gwynn came in.
Yeah.
It was the same time that Boggs came in.
Yeah.
And it was that. But he was one of those.
Okay, I didn't know they were all at the same time.
Yeah, but he hit for power where those other guys didn't really.
Right, yeah,
so,
yeah.
He was a great hitter.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool to have Don Mattingly as a Philly.
Yeah. Philly's bench coach, Don Mattingly.
Yes.
So I guess, listen.
Now, Spike, I know you get called. I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Is it a Nepo baby?
Yes, I am.
What does this make Don?
You mean Preston?
Well,
yeah, Preston is the one who hired his father, so what is that?
Well, Dabrowski hired the father.
Yeah.
Okay.
And him and Thompson are close from their Yankees days.
Okay.
So there's a long...
I thought there was a reverse thing there.
A reverse Nepo baby?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, Spike wants to sit down with both of them and explain how one has to manage his father.
Yes. Well, I mean, officially, Preston is Don Mattingly's dad on the org chart.
Yeah.
His boss. The org chart.
Yeah. So we'll see. Now, he said earlier today he has no interest in managing again. You know, I thought when the position came out...
Well, welcome to Philadelphia, Don, because... If the Phillies start out 4-6, the entire city is going to want you to be the manager. So
100%.
Yeah.
So I was
introduce him to Tanner McKee.
Yeah.
He can tell you a little bit about how it works around here.
So when it first came out, they were looking for a bench coach. I thought they were going to go for someone younger they thought could be a manager in training, or but I think this is just a true bench coach, like Jimmy Williams was for Charlie back in the day. So we'll see. Now the big,
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe they do fine.
Yeah, didn't pass my smell test.
He's not old.
Yeah,
I mean,
say,
he's probably,
he?
What, 58?
64.
Yeah.
64.
Well, how old was Rob when he got the job?
59?
Yeah. Rob Thompson was 59?
Yeah, well,
but he probably has looked 59 since he was 30. And he's going to look 59 when he's 79.
That's a good point.
One of those dudes.
Do you think he dyes his hair?
Yeah.
It's no question.
Yeah. He dyes his hair.
Why would you ask that?
Come on,
it's
man.
So good looking. I mean, it's like straight black hair.
We got to ask him. Nah, look, I got a list of questions when we're down there.
Listen, Ben Yamin did the same thing until COVID.
He let it go.
A lot of people let it go after COVID.
Merrill.
Okay.
Well, I assume he didn't just go gray when he was, you know, his age.
215.
I would assume.
All right, yeah, we need to move on.
215.
Okay. Well, I'm just assuming. I don't know for a fact, but all this,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Now, Mattingly has been linked to the Phillies. I guess it took a while because I guess he had officially wait for his contract to run out with the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Because he's basically been the de facto bench coach for a month and a half. So the big intrigue here now becomes Bo Bichette. who is a free agent, a Blue Jay. Apparently, they had a very good relationship up in Toronto. And the Phillies over the weekend, according to John Heyman, are one of the teams that have expressed interest in Bichette.
Oh, now, just one of them?
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen. So
one of how many?
Well, so the Blue Jays went and signed Okamoto to be a lot of people thought that was going to take them out of the running for Bo Bichette because obviously the money they committed to him. Apparently it doesn't from Bob Nightingale, but who knows? I believe the Red Sox are in on him. The Yankees are in on him. The Phillies are in on him. So a lot of the AL East teams.
The interesting thing about the Yankees would be if they sign him, would Jazz Chisholm be available for trade?
They probably would have to trade him.
You know, and that's
or Ryan McMahon.
Now, I know Chuck would love Jazz Chisholm on the
yes,
Phillies.
Yes.
And Bo Bichette was a shortstop with the Blue Jays, has shown willingness to play second base. He's never said anything about third, though.
He will have to probably move positions. Teams don't seem like they want him as a shortstop.
Yeah. So he'd be a third?
Bichette.
Yeah.
So he'd be a third baseman here, you assume?
Yeah, or they could put Stott at third if they trade Boehm. He was the opening day third baseman in 2022, Stott was. So obviously you're getting Bo Bichette to be the bat, two-time AL hit leader. Had a bad year 2 years ago, but also injuries bounced back this year, hit 311. So he's
311.
So it's not a power bat. Like he's probably a two hitter. And you go Turner, him, it's a pretty good 1-2 to start with, and then you go Harper, Schwarber, and there's some protection.
Schwarber's not batting fourth.
He's gonna be batting fourth.
Oh, he is.
We'll see. If they get Bichette, he'll be batting for
How him. Many T-shirts is Bryce Harper going to have to wear to get Kyle Schwarber to hit four?
He's going
to
hit four. Trust me. So the official hashtag, the official hashtag, courtesy actually of Mosh, which it kills me to give him credit.
Yeah.
Go get Bichette.
I like go get Bichette.
Go get Bichette.
How many do you think of Philly is going to spell Bichette properly?
Zero.
Has
Lakin got the shirt approved yet?
Oh yeah.
It feels
there
like a Lakinism.
I like go get Bichette.
Can Bichette hit cleanup?
No.
I mean, in modern day baseball, yes, he can hit cleanup.
Well, Boehm is a cleanup hitter. Why couldn't Bichette be?
If Bichette's got a difference maker on offense, Boehm's empty stat.
If Bichette,
no, I'm just saying, he's an improvement in power. So why? I'm saying if they would put Boehm at four, why wouldn't they put Bichette at four?
Well, if they're going to put Bichette at four, they could put Bryce at two or one.
We're putting Bichette at two.
Bryce is not moving.
Well, then no one's moving. Welcome to the Phillies. We lose in the first round every year, but nobody's going to change anything.
We're putting Bichette at two, and we're putting Schwarber at four.
And they
and
better
that's
hope
that.
You
they
know
better,
Schwarber's not bad.
He batted four a couple times last
and
year.
And you better hope when they sign JT Realmuto, he agrees to wear a Bichette jersey, because that's the only way that there's going to be a Bichette in the starting lineup for the Phillies this year.
Is what?
JT Realmuto signing with the Phillies and Bo Bichette is not.
And I would be disappointed at this point if they re-sign JT, which means they're going to re-sign JT.
Yes, yeah.
I'm already waiting for the pass and notification, and then I'm like, oh, great,
and
JT.
And a player option for the third year.
Or the guarantee in 3 years and the player options for the fourth year.
Yeah, there
to
you
make
go.
Sure they. So I can't tell if the
fourth
Bichette,
year.
I can't tell if the Bichette thing was put out there because they're really in on them, or
they're
to put pressure on JT to make a decision.
215-592-9494. Don Mattingly, new bench coach for the Phillies, and maybe they're in on Bo Bichette.
Hashtag go get Bichette.
Go get Bichette. We will get back to the Eagles conversation next. Do you think it was a mistake for them not to play the starters yesterday? They did have an opportunity at the two seed. They basically passed it up. We will also hear from Nick Sirianni coming up next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's.
Hey, FanDuel is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into an even bigger win. Ride with the favorite, take a shot at the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today.